seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mehdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim, alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim, alayhi salam, was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Now, we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim's life, in all of its various dimensions, is distinguished in a few things. First of all, he is distinguished in the firmness and the strength for which he stood up for when it came to the right, to truth, to haq. We also find his steadfastness in front of all kinds of events, trials and tribulations, good or bad. And we also see Imam Musa al-Kazim's luminous behavior, his actions, his morals, and his ethics, of which no deviation or crookedness has ever been reported. And finally, the life of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam is marked by balance. It is in harmony with that of the life of the Prophet Muhammad. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام الحمام يوم ويوم لا يكثر اللحم وإدمانه كل يوم يذيب شحم الكليتين.
Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام stated, going to the bath house every alternate day causes weight gain, and going every day causes the fat around the kidneys to melt away.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. Dear friends, when talking about the beautiful dialogues and conversations of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam spoke to his companions and his friends and his relatives about the rights of one's parents. Now, of course, we know that we should not disobey our parents. We know that we should not talk back or be rude with our parents. God forbid that we should do something that is considered the disobedience to our parents. Of course, in the religion of Islam, we find that Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, has elevated the position of one's parents to a great extent. We also find that all of the Ahlul Bayt, peace and blessings upon them and their holy households, peace and blessings upon them all, we find that they also spoke about this idea that one should be kind,
merciful, and that one should obey their parents. Of course, the only place that one cannot obey their parent is when it comes to the worship and the obedience of Allah. So Imam Al-Kadhim, in this conversation with one of his companions, when asked about the rights of a parent and what is considered to be a disobedience to one's parent, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam replied that whoever saddens their parents disobeys them. Now, very interesting, in the beginning of the segment we talked about how we shouldn't disobey our parents, we shouldn't talk back to our parents, we shouldn't be rude to our parents, we shouldn't hurt our parents physically or emotionally. But here is so interesting that usually we think of disobedience to our parents when it comes to actions. For example, our parent tells us to do something and we don't. Or vice versa, our parent tells us to not do something and we do that. We think that this is disobedience. But here, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam says in this dialogue that whoever saddens their parent, this saddening of one's parents is also considered disobedience. Truly, we see Islam is such a perfect religion. It is a religion which is far above and beyond any other religion or ethical or moral teachings that the world has seen. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now let's listen to Brother Muhammad Al-Hilli, who's going to talk about today's topic.
You may ask how Imam alayhi salam was at a time whereby people were very much obsessed with superficial, outward practices. And that's why there was a lady by the name of Shutaita. Oh, Shutaita. Today, her shrine is in Nishapur in Iran. You'll find her shrine. What is her story? Her story is that she came to a man by the name of Abu Ja'far al-Naysaburi. He was collecting the wealth and the khums and the huquq al-shar'iyya to go to give to Imam al-Sadiq. People came to him, 10,000 dirhams, 1,000 dinars. They all gave him what is required. Yet this lady by the name of Shutaita came forward. She gave him one dirham, which was meager, which was very much irrelevant and quite small. When he looked at her, he looked at the dirham, he belittled it. She said to him, "Inna Allah la yastahi min al-haq." Surely Allah is not embarrassed or ashamed from the truth. Take it. It's small, but that's all I can give. The man takes it and goes to visit Imam al-Sadiq. Yet he hears that Imam al-Sadiq has passed away and has been martyred. He seeks and looks for the representative of the Imam. So this man, Abu Ja'far, when he comes to Medina, he asks, they say to him, go to the house of Musa ibn Ja'far. He is the Imam after the sixth holy representative of Hujjatullah ala al-Ard. He goes, he knocks on the door, he meets the Imam. He says to him, Yabna Rasulullah, I am from the city of Naysabur and I've come with all this money. There's 10,000 from this particular person. Imam says to him, I don't want that 10,000. Neither do I want 1,000. Give me the one dirham from Shutaita. Give me that one dirham. This man is amazed. Imam says to him, Inna Allah la yastahi min al-haq. Allah is not embarrassed from the truth. When he gives him this dirham, Imam Salamullahi alayhi says to him, give this amount of money to this lady, Shutaita, and say to her that from now on you are not to work. I have guaranteed your sustenance from now on until you pass away. You also to give her this piece of white cloth, this kafan. One narration says that the Imam said to him, this kafan has been prepared from the cotton that was extracted from the farms belonging to my mother Fatima al-Zahra. Take this and give it to her.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.